Arch Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. How may I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm calling because I'm interested in maybe subscribing to your service. But before I do, I would like to have some questions.
Sure. What are your questions?
Okay. One, do they have to do any drilling on my property? Right now I have Spectrum and they already have drilled through one of the walls in order to put the cable inside. But does Arch Top Fiber needs to do something different, or can they use the same
I think they can use the same hole that they have.
Okay, because I don't want anything bigger than what is in there already.
Well, that makes sense. Completely understandable on that.
Is there anything else I need to know before I, in order to sign up?
No. Are we in your area already? Do you know?
They have been sending me messages that there is.
Okay, great.
But can you check?
I most certainly can.
Can I give you my address?
Yep. What is your address?
It's 845 Nicholas Avenue. It's right here in Kingston. It's not too far from where your main offices are.
Oh, okay, great. Let's see what we have for you. Okay, it doesn't look like we are right there yet. It would allow me to take your name, phone number, email, and we would contact you once we're in your area for to schedule an appointment. Would you like to do that, or do you want to just check back?
Let me see. So that means I cannot sign up with the...
I can put you on a list... not as of yet, but what I can do is put you on a list that when it does come available, one of our customer service reps will reach out to you and say, would you like to schedule an appointment? That I can do.
Okay. Because I got a card about a streaming choice card bundle of $100 by signing up. So does that mean today is the last day?
Yeah, today is the last day for that, but I'm sure that in the future that we'll have other promos going on. But, that was our holiday one, and I do believe they have extended it. But this would not allow you in on that. It would give me a pre-registration to know that once we're in your area to give you a call.
Do you have any idea when that might happen?
It didn't give me an anticipated date, which was kind of strange. But let me take a look over here and see if I can find something. Me just a moment. And you said Nicholas, which is NICHOLAS, right?
Nicholas, yeah, NICH. Do you put M or N?
N, as in Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, NICHOLAS.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it was like maybe in October. I called, and they told me that they were heading towards my street next. So I felt like, let me call back later. So I decided, let me call today to find out. I thought it was here already.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, for some reason, it is not here yet.
Okay, yeah, you can put me on my on the list.
Okay. And what's your last name? What's your last name?
Giraldo, Giraldo, as in David, O.
Okay, and your first name?
Jose, J-O-S-E.
Okay, and do you have an email of it?
Yeah, I think you might have it on, when I call, because I replied to them by email for the first time. So you might have it there. It's A-Q-U-I-L.
Hold on one moment. I've got a thing that came up. Give me 1 second. Created by 1226. The address has finally popped up. It really took a long time. I don't know why that was.
AquilaBolucris@gmail.com.
Postal code, state, city. It does not give me an expected time. Let me see if I get on here. Create time ship. In service date. Okay, so they're not expecting us until June 1st is our anticipated turn on date at your address.
Wow, it's a long time.
Yes, I'm gonna say yes it is. If you want, you can still give me your email, and I apologize.
Yeah.
I saw something pop up. So tell me that one again, please.
Let me write it down myself, because sometimes if I don't, I get confused myself.
No
problem.
It's a
Latin word.
Oh, okay. Okay.
A as in alpha, Q as in quote, U, I, L, A as in alpha, V as in Victor, O, L, U, E, R as in Robert, I, S as in Sam.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Thank you. And what's a good number for you?
It's this is my only phone number, 845-802-6802.
Thank you. And I got you at 845 Nicholas Avenue. Kingston.
I'm surprised I don't have it in this area because it's very residential here.
Yeah. It's coming. It's just really, that's a lot of spots, a lot to cover. And do you think that you're going to want to have the fiber internet and phone, or just fiber internet, no phone?
Just fiber internet.
Okay.
Now, one question that I have, because this happens a lot to Spectrum. Is there too many downtime? Because sometimes I get drops from Spectrum, and I contact them, and they said that there's something happened to the pole or who knows what else.
Oh, okay.
I get like that maybe once or twice a month.
Okay. Yeah, I have something that happens to me, believe it or not, every late morning. It says, oh, completing your Altice One package, and it turns my box off, turns my TV off, turns everything off, and it reboots itself every single day. And I don't know what
that
is.
Spectrum?
No, that's actually Optum, which is really weird. I don't know why it does
oh,
it. It just
don't
doesn't.
Have Optum.
Yeah,
where
no,
you
I don't
located?
Have. I'm in High Park. So, yeah. It's.
We don't have that here in Kingston.
No, you guys have Spectrum. We have Optum.
Yeah.
And it goes off every single day. And the funny thing is, it doesn't do it simultaneously on both TVs. It'll do it at separate times for the boxes. It's really strange.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I haven't heard of us dropping, you know, like every day or, you know, a lot. Our downtime with the 1 gig, it runs about 950 MBs for download and upload. So we don't have as much, none of that glitchiness.
So what is the difference between fiber and the regular Spectrum cable?
Fiber is much faster and cleaner, and it just seems to run a lot smoother.
Now, do they have those cables? Because I'm sure they have to have some type of cable to run all of that.
They
Do they
have
do it
fiber. We
underground?
do. Some of
Do
them
they
are
do it
underground. We
underground?
try to do everything underground, but depending on your neighborhood, if it's underground or above ground.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay. So did Spectrum
Okay,
go
so I guess.
underground for you?
No, they have an above cable.
Yeah,
That's what I hear.
we may be above ground.
Yeah, because I mean, does that change the fastness of the speed of
No, being underground or above ground, no. It's all in
yeah.
the fiber. It's all in that cable that makes it go faster.
Okay.
So,
Now,
yeah.
because years ago when I first moved here, when we had very heavy rain, no, very heavy snow, sometimes you will wait on the cable on top,
Oh, yep.
and
And
then it
disconnect
would
it.
slow everything, the slow down or disconnect.
Yes,
Not anymore, but it used to.
yeah. No, well, we do try to put everything underground, but I think it depends. But you'll be in June, so that will probably be underground. Right now, we're having a
Okay.
little bit of an issue with the ground being frozen. But we're
That
doing
was slowing down
temporaries
everything.
above ground, and then we'll go later and do under.
Oh, so that's what's slowing things down there. Well,
Yeah, yes. Yep, the ground
I
being
see.
frozen. Okay.
Makes sense.
All
Okay.
right. Well, thank you
Well,
very much for giving us a call today, Jose. And you're all set. So when we are in the area, we'll give you a shout out and see when you want to schedule your install. Okay.
okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Have a
Thank you. Have a
have a
nice
happy
year.
new. You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.